Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning, Lord. Amen. And good morning all of you on the block line who are joining us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. We esteem you. We lift you up high.
Yes, Lord.
We give you glory and give you honor and give you adoration. My. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being God. Amen. If anybody else was God, we'd be dead right now. But they wouldn't have the compassion. They wouldn't have the love. They wouldn't appreciate us. They would just completely annihilate us.
Thank you, Lord.
But thank you for being God, because you're so compassionate.
Yes, Lord.
So loving, so caring. And you appreciate us. And you, Lord, have blessed us. So good and so real good and so real kind. Thank you for being God.
Thank you.
God, you did the right thing every time. Of course, you know that. There's nothing in you but right. Thank you for not letting an enemy create nothing. Because if he created man, man would be dead. We would have been dead 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But thank you. Amen. Lord, we just love you, appreciate you. We open up our hearts and ask you to fill them with your joy and love and kindness. Lord, let goodness overtake us in the name of Jesus. Blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow to it.
No sorrow with you.
Let miracles like we've never seen happen in 2015. Oh, thank you.
Thank you in advance. Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done. And thank you, thank you, thank you for what you have done. What you are doing right now, is what I'm trying to say. Thank you for everything, Lord. We appreciate it. Now bless people everywhere, every participant on this prayer line. Bless them. Oh, make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus. Never leave them nor forsake them. Oh, in Jesus' name. Help those who are going through storms. Help them, God. Help, help, help. Help those behind prison bars. Protect them, Lord. Oh, I see it. I see that. God, protect, protect, protect. God, protect them. Don't let it happen. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God. And you said, whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. I bind that in the name of Jesus. I bind it right now. No, you can't do that because it's bound on earth. Yeah, you can't make God out of a liar. You're a liar. And thank you, Lord, for protecting and binding that in Jesus' name. Oh, bless today.
Thank you.
We'll give you the praise and the glory. Won't take advantage of you, nor will we treat you with disrespect. Or take you for granted. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. 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 Good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Why don't we commence the line? You know what I'm saying.
Good morning, Lord.
Hopefully y'all have been trained by now. Praise check. Praise check. Praise check. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
with Jehovah God. Yeah, yeah. You are the enemy has allowed you to become the main idol God. Yeah. Prove it to me, Johnson. Well, prove it to you through one thing. What is the foundation of all evil? It is the love of money. It is the root, the foundation to all evil. And who is the biggest check that you write all year long, all the whole year? Who is the biggest check for? It's for you. Who's more important in your life than God? And proof is in the pudding, you are. The enemy has camouflaged and maneuvered us so until we don't even see that we have become the 2015-2014 idol God, even years before. Look at the trend of the day. The enemy has made idol gods everywhere. Look at the trend of the day. Even in society, they are taught to be arrogant. Taught it. You are all that. You know, Jesus would have never had an attitude like that. Yeah. They're taught to be arrogant. Yeah. And they accept arrogance as their persona. You can't tell me nothing. I don't want to listen. You try to tell them the truth, they hang up in your ear. They don't want to listen. Just the persona of the day is arrogance, taught by Satan. Why? Because he wants people. I didn't know I was going to preach this morning. But he wants people to become idol gods because they don't recognize that they are. They're too close up on it. They don't know that they're idol gods. And they treat themselves more importantly than God. Yeah. You got to be careful with that because that's one thing God hates is the worship. He hates that. As proven to what he did, he made the idol God there in the wilderness. Amen. God bless you. You want to know the idol God? What did you spend more time doing? Who did you give the most time in 2014? I answered the question for you. You gave the most time in 2014 to yourself. You know, compare what you gave God. You gave it to yourself. You are the idol God. Mm-hmm. And then turn around and then give God hardly nothing. But you said, well, I need it for self. You took the whole week and wouldn't give God 2 hours on Sunday. You are the idol God. Selfish, selfish. And you got to be careful with that because God is looking and booking. God bless you. I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. Because I know what demons do. When you got a demon and you're telling the truth, demons want you to shut up quickly because it makes them lose their grip on your life. But they're demons. People who love the Lord love his appearing. People who really have Christ love the truth. People who really love the Lord love to be disciplined because it makes them better in Jesus Christ. Demons hate the truth. They don't want you to tell it. They get mad. They get angry. And sometimes I tell you about demons, and I prove it to you. They stay angry for days. Then another thing about demons, when demons are trying to take over your life or in your life, and when you start telling the truth, demons will try to close their ears. Have you ever seen them? They'll put their hands over their ears to shut their ears. They don't want to hear the truth. Why? Because it pushes the person they're trying to take over. It pushes them further away from the demons. And they don't want that. They don't want you to hear nothing that's the truth. Watch it when anybody's trying to cast out a demon. Many times They'll grab their ears if you start saying, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. They'll close their ears off because they don't want to hear the name of Jesus because it makes them lose their power. God bless you. I didn't come to preach this morning. I'm going to open up the praise report line. If you've got a praise report, get it ready. Because when I say praise report, that's the time to jump in and give your praise report. May I go first this morning? I normally go last. But I just want to thank God we got heat. They fixed our heater in our church, and I called our deacon, and he said it's just feeling so good. Amen. Last Sunday morning, they hadn't finished, worked all night long, and still didn't finish. They put a brand new electrical system in there, and that would carry everything we need to carry. And Sunday morning we had a joint service. Amen. Pastor Charles Bailey and Love Sanctuary. He said to me, Dr. Johnson, if you don't get that fixed, come on and have your service right here at our church. And we shared the worship service. It was great. My God, it was great. I preached the sermon, How to Make the Right Decisions in 2015, and their people were blessed, and our people were blessed. The Lord said it, and we had a great time. So God bless you. All right. Praise report session is open. If you have one, the line is open to you. God bless you. Anybody who's the first one want to give a praise report, be ready. Jump in there. Amen. Give a praise report. Anybody?
Good morning. This is Johnson in Texas.
All right, Sister Johnson, go ahead.
Yes, praise God. I honor you on this morning and all of the saints. I just thank God for another day that he has blessed me and spared my life. I was in a wreck on yesterday and leaving for my husband's doctor's appointment. But I thank God for sparing my life and not allowing it to be any worse than it was. Truly, I do know that we're in the hands of God, and he is our protector. So he just showed it another time that he was there for me, and I thank him for that. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me. Truly, I do believe God has a work for us, and the enemy don't like it. But I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me and continue to be blessed in the Lord.
Thank you so much, Sister Johnson, and I'm going to stop right now and pray for you, and not only you, but I want to pray for all of us on the prayer line, because that's just a sign that the enemy of what he's going to try to do. And we got to ask God to shut the back door. Hope you're learning this. Not as though I know so much, but the Holy Ghost said it. Father, Heavenly Father,
yes,
God, thank you for Sister Johnson there in Texas.
Thank you,
and she's hooked us, God, all of us, on this prayer line. The enemy has shown his hand now of what he's going to try to do.
Yes.
Because he's tried to hurt Sister Johnson, tried to have and through a wreck, Lord, a car wreck. God, shut that back door. Don't let any demons do anything like that. God, thank you for how you protected her. Now, Lord, I'm asking you to allow her in the name of Jesus to get her car fixed quickly. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to let the oil and the anointing be sprayed all over her, on her back, on her physical body, that healing virtue would take place in Jesus' name. Speaking to you in the spirit realm, that you would give her complete protection now, Lord. Don't let the devil, who likes to kick people when they're down, don't let him do it. God, put protection around her now. Absolutely. That she might be above whatever the enemy is trying to do. Now, Lord, the person on this line, protect all of us in the name of Jesus from the onslaught of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you. Protect in the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your protection. And it's for our protection. Amen. 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 God bless you, Sister Johnson. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. All right, anybody else with the praise report? Speak up and jump in there. Some of y'all, come on now. Don't be so slow.
God bless you, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador this morning. God bless you. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky. Just giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor this morning for all that he has done. And just listening to Mother Johnson from Texas there give her report about being in an accident, I thank God for keeping me out of an accident. And I'm thanking God. I tell you, we need to know what to thank God for and when to thank him. When you hear that someone has, the enemy has tried to attack someone's life, that's the time that you pray, glory to God, that he has blessed you to, that accident, to you to avoid that accident and everything, all other danger, seen and unseen. And I'm glorifying his name this morning, that he has blessed us. Our service on this past Sunday, we had a wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord, and the Lord is yet blessing, thanking God that he has even given me airtime on the radio. We are on there three or four times a week, and I am thanking God that it is live, and people can call in, and people are calling in with problems, with issues, and for prayer. So I'm praising God that we're able to share that with the public and be a voice in the wilderness for the Lord. God bless you and love every one of you, and there's nothing to say. God bless you. Chief Ambassador.
Thank you. I want to mention a couple of things here. Now, Ambassador Pfeiffer, that's just a foretaste. Amen. They're going to ask you to have more time. It's going to increase. Amen. God is going to do miracles like he's never seen. That he is doing. And thank you for recognizing the miracles. See, y'all got to be able to recognize when God gives you a miracle. Sister Johnson, that was a miracle. The devil meant to kill you. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Hallelujah. Meant to take her out.
The devil meant to kill you. And a protecting hand was on you. And you owe him a praise. You really do. You owe him a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hope you take time sometime today, this morning, or whenever, to give him what you owe him, amen, because he did give you a miracle. And many of y'all have received miracles, and you just really don't even recognize. You got to learn to recognize a miracle. Because if God sees that you don't, or thinks that you don't appreciate what he's doing for you, what do you think will happen? Do you think miracles will increase or decrease? If it appears as though you don't appreciate the miracles, I would advise you to recognize miracles. And I want to thank you also. I recognize the blessing that you gave to me a while ago, Ambassador Pfeiffer. You recognize me as the Chief Ambassador of First Fruits of this line of the convention. And why is that important? Because the enemy means to push you down always. He doesn't want to lift you up. He wants to minimize who you are and what you're doing always. He doesn't want people to appreciate the people of God ever. He doesn't want that. Why? Because he's selfish. He always wants the glory. He always wants to take the Lord's glory and do things for himself. And anybody who's trying to get glory to God, he wants to minimize them. He doesn't want them ever to be lifted up as a leader, because they lead people to God. They lead people to Jesus. And he's trying to annihilate that type thing. Thank you so much. God bless all of you. Give me another praise report. Give us another praise report, please. You got one? Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone. It is a wonderful Wednesday. This is Charlotte Gray. I am just thanking God for being so gracious. I'm just thanking you, Lord, for being so gracious, so merciful, so timely, I just thank you, Lord, for your grace. My praise report is me and my husband spent some time yesterday, and we were talking about rejection. It's God's perfect protection, and then you come on this morning and you bring up that rejection. So I just thank God for being so timely, so gracious, and so merciful. That's my prayer for today, Lord. I just thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you, Sister Charlotte, and good morning to you. God bless you. Faithful warrior on this prayer line. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Your voice is sounding much better, Sister Charlotte. Take those 3 drops of oil if you can sometime today, and let the Holy Ghost lubricate your vocal cords, all right? Nobody can do it like the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Somebody else.
Man. Good morning. This is Peterson.
Peterson, God bless you. Go ahead, Sister Peterson. We're listening.
I thank you, praise God. For another night, I thank you, praise God. I have better night, better night's sleep for using not out of sleep. But I did get some sleep off it on last, and I thank God for a prayer. Dr. Joseph, that you prayed for me yesterday because it was very touching. And I thank you, praise God, and I still thank you, praise you. And I don't forget to praise God. And I continue to praise God. There's so many things going on. The devil is trying to get me out of one thing, trying to get me to another. But it's not going to work because I'm not giving up. I'm still going to have to get the victory. So I thank you, praise God. And thank you, praise Him for the day. And looking forward to having a good day today. And I continue to pray for you all. Every day I pray for you and your family. And thank you.
Sister Peterson, is that you?
Yes, sir.
My God.
I did some things sometimes. I just don't even feel like it. But God is able. He's going to bring me through.
Oh, God bless you, Sister Peterson. I tell you, I didn't hardly know you this morning. You are growing, Sister Peterson. You are growing so much.
I'm coming back where I used to be.
Yeah, you are growing so much. I'm going even, this is a praise report right here. You're growing so much. Let me open the line. If there's anybody who wants to say a brief word of encouragement, Sister Peterson, please. This is the Holy Ghost. The line is open to you.
Amen, Ambassador. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer. I have wanted to say something to Sister Peterson and just encourage her heart because I am praising God for her, praising God when I hear her voice on here, giving her praise report. And there's nothing like giving God the glory because so many can't. And I noticed this year she had said early in December about her voice and everything, but the enemy is not only trying to attack her voice and her health, but it's everybody. And the people have, especially here, have complained about their voices and their vocal cord. And we've done more praying for vocal cords and the airway and the lungs expanding it than anything else, I believe, on the prayer line. So the enemy tries to take your voice so that you would not hear. But I thank God for you this morning, Sister Peterson, for the good work, and God will deliver you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, He is delivering her right now, and thank you so much. The process is being carried out, Sister Peterson. anybody?
This is Mother Wilson.
Uh-huh.
I'll take five. I sent my text in yesterday, but I don't think you received it.
Okay,
but I'm grateful.
All right, we got you down. All right, 5:30, anybody? Now, I think, see, that's a sign that I was led of the Holy Ghost earlier. I didn't even know it, but God had me talking about the modern-day gods. And you can, let me describe what an idol god is. An idol god is someone in your life that you esteem, that you make more important than God himself. See, that's what an idol god is. And I was right on it. I was on to something, and I'm going to stay on this. On to something until y'all really get out of that. Whereas you are more important. That's what God showed me. You. And I was first partaker of the fruit. I said, God, forgive me. Forgive me. I was more important than God. Can't be like that. You prove over and over again that you are the more important person than God. See, that your 2:30 in the morning is more important. Oh, I got to get my, see, what word was in there? I got to get my rest.
No,
when you wouldn't have no rest if it wasn't for God. Amen.
God.
So I'm going to go over it again. I'm going to give you the privilege again to accept leading prayer unto God at 2:30, 3:30, 4:30. We got five, Mother Wilson, and 5:30. All right.
Chief Ambassador, I will take 5:30. I'm up preparing to work at that time.
All right.
Chief Ambassador, relax this.
Let me help you, Ambassador Lexter. You up preparing for work at that time. That's easy for you. Amen. I'm putting you down, but I just want to point that out. That's easy for you. But where's the sacrifice? Where are y'all who are going to sacrifice for the Lord? I'm going to ask you again. 2:30, who wants to take 2:30, saints of the Lord God Almighty, Most High, on a shed-in all night long? And who wants to take 2:30 and lead prayer?
Ambassador Johnson, Charlotte Gray. I'll take 2:30.
All right. Thank you so much. Dr. Johnson, you've been a little too hard? No. I'm easy, soft. Because y'all should be jumping in here like crazy. Been talking about God is your God, that you love him so much. He's made a way for you. He blocked you from having a car wreck. He blocked you from having this and that. He paid your bills last.